Good morning. Welcome, my friends. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen, and I'm thrilled you're with us. It is now Saturday, June 9th, 2007, midnight here in the Central Time Zone. Welcome to all of you listening online at republicbroadcasting.org. Let's see, AM and FM stations around the country, certainly all of our micro broadcasters out there who are carrying the signal. I appreciate you guys so much. And if we're on shortwave, glad you're able to listen there as well. Our phone number, 800-313-9443. Again, folks, we got about 2 hours, and I've got more than sufficient news, but I'd like to hear from you guys. We get calls periodically throughout the week, and people say, hey, I want to talk about this or I want to talk about that. Wherever you want to go, it's completely fine. These are good discussions to have and important discussions to have on any subject. But again, you know, it is important to understand that, you know, it's okay to agree to disagree. And I don't think that you guys have to agree with me on anything, as long as you're at your own place. Nothing wrong with that. Jim in West Virginia, welcome to the show, brother.
Oh, I was almost asleep when I called you the other night. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, that's fine, man. I always like hearing from you.
I was mesmerized by the show. I loved it.
Oh, good.
At any rate, I'm going to kick in a couple things because you all are talking about some heavy stuff and power and control and eugenics, et cetera. If we look back in Genesis, I'm going to give you an interpretation which you may find a little hard to believe, and I was a little nonplussed finally when I found it. But the original line, the Bible, Satan goes up to Eve and he says, oh, really? You mean God doesn't want you to eat any of the fruit in the garden? And she says, no, just not eat of the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Well, back when the first 5 books of the Bible were written, there were only 900 root nouns, and they would jam nouns together to form different meanings, like Germany uses their language. But anyway, what's very interesting is if you look at the original sin, okay, it is not an apple. You see, when you eat, what they meant by the fruit of is the result of knowledge of good and evil. Now, when man first learn something, like say you're a little kid and you learn forwards are good and shoveys are bad or vice versa, whatever, the first thing you do with knowledge is you judge with it.
Mm.
Okay?
Sure.
So the original sin, and there are and a lot of Hebrew scholars, we've learned a lot more about Hebrew in the last 20 years than you'd ever believe because there were 30 years, 40, I don't know, because of all the archaeology. But they're beginning to look at this and say the original sin is a result of the knowledge of good and evil. They didn't have a way of saying judgment necessarily in that situation, but that's what man basically does. And basically what it boils down to is that man wants to be God. Mm. Oh, you'll be just like God. Okay.
That's fascinating.
Yeah, I'm going to let it go at that, and I love the disagreement on this show because it's always so pleasant.
Well, it's fun. It's a lot of fun to disagree, and that's how we all learn new things. Now, who was Eve supposedly judging then? Adam?
Well, basically, what
God?
It boils down to, it's just that man, naturally, when he learns something, he judges.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the way I understood it. Mm-hmm. So, you see, judgment, you know, you shouldn't judge others. Judge not, lest ye be judged.
Judge him in his mind, saith the Lord, and so on and so forth.
Yeah,
sure.
Exactly.
Couldn't be clearer, really.
Right. So you see all these different people who are trying to be God. They're trying to control our thinking with the mainstream media. And you cannot disagree with Rush Limbaugh types or various other people who have their agenda. But I'm not real sure of my words. I'm not thinking too quick tonight. I'm sleepy again.
That's okay.
On a different ship.
Well, we got about 3 minutes here for you to grab some coffee or do some jumping jacks,
yeah.
If you don't
mind. Yeah, I'm going to find some more coffee.
Okay. Folks, stay with us. Our open line edition, Frankly Speaking Radio, if you're interested, 800-313-9443. Back in three right after this.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold. With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio, and I am your host, Frank Whalen. Glad you're here. Let's get back to our phone calls again, 800-313-9443. Jim in West Virginia, continue, sir.
Okay, I figured out how to put in the fewest number of words. I walked
okay.
over through my notes. Okay, basically what I'm saying is that wanting to be God, that was Lucifer's mistake, okay?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Angel of light, etc. Okay, but wanting to be God is part of this first equation for the original sin. So wanting to judge others, wanting to control others, whether it's money, time, thinking, etc., that is the original sin. So an awful lot of the times when you see somebody wanting control of something which is not theirs, that's the mindset of a thief. And many times to take control, power, and privilege over others without the responsibility, liability, and accountability. Now, when you sit there and look at what God does, he has that one part of the equation. It's love. And what it boils down to, basically, is if you want control, power, and privilege over others whilst absolving yourself of all responsibility, liability, and accountability, that's a thief. If you want to be God, make sure that you're willing to take responsibility, not just control, power, and privilege of others. But I've seen the churches do this. I've been disturbed by translations because they didn't bother to translate the word Satan, which means the false accuser, or any of the other names in the Old Testament.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of the times, it really bothers me to see some of our Bible translations. I'm in love with a paraphrase called The Message, and it'll say things like, the first time a name is introduced in Hebrew, it'll put in parentheses what it means. Satan, the false accuser, or maybe in commas or something or another. But yeah, if you look at that idea of the original sin, then you see that others who want to judge others, oh, Paris Hilton is trash, or Paris Hilton is whatever, or, you know, gorgeous, or, you know, a lot of this, you have to look at yourself and say, now, wait a second, I'm judging this woman, or this man, or whomever, or I'm judging this political idea for somebody else. You have to make your decisions for yourself, and you always start with yourself.
Yes, well said.
Absolutely, because, you see, I think it was C.S. Lewis, he said, all men are divided into two categories. Sinful men who are obsessed with their own righteousness, and righteous men who are obsessed with their own sinfulness. So the number one problem in America, I was involved in the undercover drug world for a while, and it was a national operation. I didn't even realize what I was involved with until a few years later. But I thought that, you know, maybe I can do something good here. And then I realized, no, the problem is not the drug dealers. The problem are those who want them. And about that time I became Christian, I realized the problem was in the hearts and minds of men. And I also understood that there was a whole lot of corruption in the drug world insofar as government was concerned. So I thought I'd try to be a corruption fighter, and I did that for quite a while. I was a small part of mainstream media. But then I suddenly realized, no, that isn't the problem. It's always the hearts and minds of men. So you talk about the number one problem in the nation today, it is Christianity, a lack of it. It has been misinterpreted. I just told Butch Paul a few hours ago, if the beginning of all wisdom is an awesome respect for God, which is what fear more or less meant a couple, several hundred years ago, fear had more of that tone to it, an awesome respect, as opposed to terror. But if the beginning of all wisdom is an awesome respect for God, then our stupidity, our collective stupidity, I lay at the foot of the, on the doorstep of the church. I put them at the foot of the pastor.
I agree with that.
Yes. There was an awful lot of things which occurred in the 1800s, church myths about sex, which created an anti-sex stand of the church. And the truth of the matter is that they were trying to push procreation, first and foremost, to make more Methodists or Presbyterians or anybody. Okay? And this is still true in some fundamentalist churches, in the Catholic Church. So at any rate, they had this whole set of taboos. The Puritans were plumb full of it. That set the stage for the sexual revolution, which was the most revolting thing to happen in society, okay? Because it destroyed homes, it destroyed families, it destroyed everything. So I think of the sexual revolution as being absolutely revolting. You know, because we've got 6,000 years of history which tell us what works. Love God first. Monogamy. Commitment. Anybody can love, honor, and cherish somebody for one night.
Yeah.
Taking all others.
That's true.
But we know what's right. We know what's wrong. We, as you said, everything keeps coming back to God. Whether you push physics and science, and what a lot of people don't understand is that sometime as of the 80s, over half of our pure, what we think of as being pure scientists, research scientists, believed in a divine creator, that the world didn't happen by chance alone. Now, an awful lot of people don't realize that. They always pit science against religion. But to be honest with you, the Bible agrees with good science.
Yeah.
Okay. It really does.
Yeah.
And I've dug into it. But any way you look at almost anything, you dig into it and you finally ultimately come to its infinite intelligence. Okay. Logos. In the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was God. Well, in the original Greek, the Word was Logos in the original Greek, which means infinite intelligence. That's one of the definitions of God. But almost any way you go at it, whether you go at it from math or from science or anything else, you bump into God. H.G. Wells was a historian. I can't remember what year, 40s, 50s, I don't remember. And somebody went up to him at the end of his life, towards the end of his life, and they said, once and for all, we want you, the best-known historian, would you please research this? Was Jesus Christ who he said he was and is? So H.G. Wells, being an atheist, went at it from the point of view of, I'm going to prove that it was a myth.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he came out a believer. He spent the last years of his life as a Christian.
I think that's probably one of the most important points anyone can take away from the show. And I'll tell you why. Skepticism, I think, is a good thing. A healthy amount of skepticism is fine. Now, the skeptic groups out there make a career out of basically saying, I don't believe that, or that's not true, to everything, even common sense things. You're breathing air. I don't believe that. Where's the air?
Yeah.
How can you, you know, and they'll just come up with all these ridiculous things. Being a skeptic, being skeptical is a place to stop and catch your breath in the journey that you're going to continue on. If you follow anything far enough, you will find God there. And it doesn't matter what approach you take, whether you go into it to prove it, or you go into it to disprove it, or you go into completely open-minded, which is why when we do the show and we talk to people, we have a lot of authors, a lot of people who write books, because they have, obviously, enough material in their head to put it down on several hundred pages of paper. And subsequently, someone who's interested in trying to prove or disprove or just do some research in general, will have a piece of material that they can use to add or subtract from their own personal knowledge. So it is all about the journey, my friend. You're right on point, and that's where it's all at. Now, if you follow it far enough, you'll find God. And obviously, if you haven't found God, then you stopped somewhere. You stopped somewhere along the way, and you said, here is where I will exist. This will be my area of expertise. I will be useless in any other capacity. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, a lot of people are like that. They're experts in one thing, and that's fine. They make great guests, but for people like us, we can't just stop somewhere. We have to be versatile, too. We have to be able to move as we're moved. We have to go where we're led.
Well, I think that God makes each of us, to each of us are appointed our work, okay? Mm-hmm. He makes a path for each of us. And the only thing we have to do is ask him, okay, what do I do?
Yeah.
And that's the only thing
sure.
we really have to do.
Absolutely.
So time after time, I got involved with politics, and I was asked to run for a very nice state office and by the Republican Party, and they said, the money's already lined up. And so the journalist in me went back to him a day later and said, who's providing the money? Huh. And they wouldn't tell me. Now, I'm going to tell you, for instance, my knowledge about politics and why I got away from it 20-some years ago. On top of the hand, there's the actor who practices his lines. He says, which way is the crowd going? I'll practice my lines. Under the hand is the money behind him.
Uh-huh.
And so the real politics occurs under the hand. And this is just the way politics is. And once we realize that, then we have to sit there and figure out, okay, who's honest, who's solid, who's not. It all boils down to integrity. I would much prefer, I'm basically to the right of center, I'm conservative, definitely economically conservative. I would much prefer that we had an honest, liberal president in office than a dishonest, conservative president.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
It all boils down to integrity. It all boils down to spirit. If you push math to the limits, you suddenly realize, why does this work? And you bump into God again. You push politics to the limit, and then it boils down to not left and right. It's right and wrong.
Yep.
So at any rate, I'll kind of let you go, but I just thought I'd give you that view on the original sin. And wanting control of others, I see as the original sin. Wanting to judge others is the original sin. And we need to be much more obsessed with our own sin than anybody else's, because my sin is the only one I can control, because my brain's only connected to me.
It's the only one you're going to be accountable for, you know, is the other key element. And I think that's something else that gets lost in society, a society of judgmentalism. And that's why a lot of people are like, those darn homosexuals, and they're
anybody
kissing.
Else?
And, you know, it's like, wait a minute, if homosexuality is a sin, and I'm not saying it is or it isn't. I think that people can make up their own mind with this. But if homosexuality is a sin, don't be a homosexual. But if somebody else is out there, hold on a second here. Is thou shalt not have sex with somebody of thine own gender one of the Ten Commandments? No. Well, which means that there's other things of more importance, such as, oh, I don't know, stealing, cheating, lying, coveting. You know, if that's why most of the churches, I think, focus on homosexuality, because it's probably the least likely that they have perpetrated that, unless you're a Ted Haggard, for example. But how often do the churches lie? How often do they steal? I mean, you know, they can't get out there and start pointing fingers at liars. Their job would never be done. And that's what I'm saying, is it's overwhelming to keep everyone else from sinning. If we just focus on ourselves, I think, is the main thing. But you said it far better than I did. Hang on, folks. We're back in three.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Welcome back. Glad you're here, folks. Our open line edition of Frankly Speaking Radio, anywhere you want to take us, 800-313-9443. Back to Jim in West Virginia. Jim, welcome, and thank you.
Thank you.
Well, it's powerful stuff. Like I said, you basically put it into, I don't know, like 10 minutes, what took me an hour to say in the first hour. So.
I don't know about that. Well, there's something which I've kind of noticed. Anytime I see somebody trashing others, I know there's some sin and some secret sin in their own life that they're not dealing with and may very well be in denial of and not know it. When I first became Christian, it took me a number of different years to see certain things which I did, like my mouth, what one time was extremely rough. I had to start seeing things and saying, that isn't right. But it took a while to reach this, to see my own sins. Now, three parts of everybody. There's that part that only we know, we and God know, okay, our inner thoughts. There's that part that we see and other people see. Maybe it's our occupation, what have you. There's also that part of us that everybody else sees, but we don't. The fellow who drinks way too much, doesn't think he's an alcoholic, just drinks a little bit. He doesn't see himself as an alcoholic. Everybody else will say that. But a lot of times, these are the sins which we have the hardest times recognizing. Inside myself, is I've really had a battle with it a number of different times, because all of a sudden I say, you know, wait a second, that isn't right. And others would help me with this. So a lot of times I found out that if I find somebody who disagrees with me, I'll learn much more about them and myself, and hopefully out of it, I'll be willing to admit that I'm screwing up and change my ways.
Now, sure.
Now, there's one other thing you mentioned, like you always hear the church is trashing homosexuality. There are many sins in the Bible, like murmuring is one of them, rumors, gossip, what have you. But here's one sin you probably will never, you will never hear from a pulpit. You won't hear a sermon on pornography, because it's a secret sin in so many Christians' lives, okay? And you know, for instance, I'll just toss out one more thing, and I have very little else to contribute. But one time a preacher was sitting there, oh, good Lord, I don't know how many years ago, maybe 30 years ago. He said, you know, I can always tell when I'm doing some good because people start squirming in their seats.
It's a good point. Very good point. A little bit of guilt, perhaps.
Exactly. So he says, that's when I know I'm doing the most good. It's not when I'm pleasing the most people, when they're nice and comfy and cozy. Mm-hmm. It's when I see them squirm. That's when I know I'm doing some of God's work.
I agree with that.
I'll let you go.
Hey, thank you so much, my friend.
Thank you.
Fantastic stuff.
Thank you for the open forum.
Hey, I enjoy it. I'm glad you're a part of it.
I'm going to turn the helicopters up. Catch you later.
Bye-bye. Take care. Fantastic stuff there, folks. And again, obviously a running theme here, and it's about, again, you know, working on ourselves. And I think that's a big, big, big thing. And that's why, you know, a lot of the stuff we talk about would probably fall into the categories of self-help, you know, health-related things, various things to challenge you, to inspire you, to anger you, to all result in maybe shifting focus a little bit. And again, I'll be the first one out there to say, you know, I'm skeptical of this, skeptical of that. But at the same time, you know, who am I? Who am I to judge? I have opinions, and I think we all should. But opinions can be changed. Judgments, usually not so much, right? I mean, you can go back on them to a certain extent. But, I mean, if we're talking about judging like God, I mean, which, you know, I think Jim makes a good point about that being like the original sin. Anyway, I'm off track. 800-313-9443. Davis in North Carolina, welcome to the show, brother.
Good morning, Dr. Whalen. How are you?
How are you, sir?
Fine.
Good.
Traveling all day. I'm worn out.
You did what all day?
Traveling.
Oh, okay. Yep, that'll do it.
Yeah.
How's your weather? You guys are in the 90s, aren't you?
No.
No, oh, that's good.
Where I was 96. I live, if it gets to 90, they think they've had a heat wave.
Yeah, I hear that. I hear that. Yeah, the heat just sucks all the energy right out of you.
Yeah, but we don't have heat up here like they have where you are down in the lower elevations. We just don't have it. And I was down east today, and it was 96. It almost killed me.
Yeah.
I'm not used to it. You know? That was a great guest, a guy from West Virginia. Well thought out, wasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Enjoyed that. Good man. Mm-hmm. And it's a great place up there. Yeah, we've had rain, Frank. I don't guess y'all have had any.
Very little. Very little. I mean, actually, we've done probably better than we have last year, and we're certainly not as bad off as California or Georgia or Florida, but, you know, we needed some. It was just, it was getting unbearable. I mean, it's very, very, you know, incredibly humid, and you could just feel that heaviness, you know, and you just needed something to break, and it did last night, so that's good.
That's good. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah.
What about this young lady, Paris Hilton? Is that her name?
Yes.
And people don't care. I really don't care, except for one thing. Now, here's a young lady that might have some talent. She's one of God's children, and her whole life's in the toilet, you know, just being wasted, and she does not realize where reality starts and stops. And it's really a shame that people go through that.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what we attribute to getting her where she is, but it's not good.
Let me interrupt you here, brother, just for a short break, folks. Back in 3 minutes with more Frankly Speaking Radio again. Taking your calls, 800-313-9443. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Welcome back. Glad you're here, folks. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio, hour number two, of course, brought to you by our good friend Grant Hall, author of the book Privacy Crisis. It's about traveling, banking, working, and living anonymously. And, you know, that's real freedom, folks, the freedom to live in that fashion without the scrutiny of the powers that be or anybody seeking to disrupt or displace you from your from whatever it is that you're doing with your life. It's freedom's a tricky thing, and again, I would encourage you to read this book and pursue this research. Again, we're talking about practical applications, things that can help you in the betterment of your situation. The e-book is available at the website, as is the hardback book. That's privacycrisis.com. You can look for a used copy at amazon.com or call this particular Borders bookstore that has it in stock, 702-433-6222. Or just go down to your local bookstore and say, hey, how long will it take for you to order Privacy Crisis by Grant Hall and get it into my grubby little fingers? And they'll say, however long it is. Who knows? Depends on where you live, I guess, and what kind of shipping they use. But anyway, Freedom, it's a weird thing. You know, freedom is not just the freedom to do things. It's also the freedom from things. And that's kind of our theme here tonight, I guess, what we've been talking about, covering a lot of different things and talking about, you know, passing judgment, pointing fingers, tearing down other people in order to make ourselves feel better. Davis in North Carolina, you were talking about Paris Hilton.
Right. Not so much her, but just her.
Mm-hmm.
The person that the world would judge in a certain way because she has a lot of money. So that's, in the world's view, some way to judge how successful you are. But in her case, there's no success. There's just money.
Right.
Just failure and heartache. And that's why God, I'm sure God never let Davis have a million. Because God knew I was Irish before I got here. I'd mess up, you know. Me, with millions of dollars, I'd be in hell in about a week and a half.
Yeah. I understand. I understand.
It's just too much Irish.
Yeah. Way too much. Yeah, you'd be drinking yourself into a grave.
Yes.
I hear you, buddy. I'm Irish myself. No, and I understand that. And that's, you know, like I said, there's a whole lot of reasons why we like to see people fail. We like to see people fall. And maybe it's so, you know, we feel like, hey, maybe you're not as good as you thought you were. Maybe that is some sort of ego bolstering. I don't know. But I do think we have to get away from that. You know, we're judged as individuals in God's eyes. And on Judgment Day, we'll be judged as individuals. So why do we form ourselves into these collectives where we're competing on some sort of playing field with other people? It's just, that's not even how it is.
Well, you know, in this kid's, you're right. But in this kid's case, when the money runs out, what's left?
Yeah.
There's nothing left.
I don't know that their money will ever run out. but you're right. I mean, she's famous for nothing.
Right.
You know what I mean? She does nothing. She's done some homemade pornography that got accidentally released, and I'm sure, you know, only sought to up her bankability in the media marketplace. But she's done nothing. I mean, it's amazing in this day and age where you can be famous for nothing.
Well, you're
nothing to contribute.
Just take a lot bizarre. Of our professional athletes, and I think, you know, that's great to have that kind of talent. But they're referred to as heroes. And it makes some concern to hear that word used in relationship with a guy that hits a ball, bounces a ball, or whatever. Mm. They're not heroes. They're great athletes.
Yes. Well said.
And I admire them. I don't want to see anybody ever fail. Mm-hmm. I would much rather see everybody be on top, as long as it doesn't destroy them.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we're back to the mercy of God with Davis, okay? Mm-hmm. God's been merciful to me. I have enough to live on. I'm comfortable, but I'm not filthy rich. And God knows that if he gave me that kind of money, I'd be in hell in a week and a half. Just that simple. I'd lose it. And God's merciful to me. He has provided mercy. And he's basically provided me with everything I need and want, basically. Mm. When you get as old as I am, your wants are a lot less.
Yeah.
And, you know, I like to fish. If I could trout fish and deer hunt, make it to the coffee shop and talk with the guys around coffee in the morning, make it to church, be able to read and pray every day, eat 3 or 4 or 5, maybe 6 square meals a day. You know, I'm happy, very happy.
Absolutely. No, you know what? I think you sell yourself short on purpose, but I think that, you know, somebody like you would do good things with those kinds of resources. There are other people out there who would as well. And it's just a situation. We just don't know. Like you said, I mean, there's always some uncertainty. We'd like to think in every capacity that when challenged, we will rise to the challenge. We will exceed expectations. And even in the most difficult of circumstances, but I'm like you. I think it's like it would be great if we never have to be tested. Either, you know, certainly in the negative side, and the positive side, you'd like the opportunity to have $1 million and, you know, oops, I lost it all in one day or a week or something. It'd be a nice problem to have. But at the same time, there are harder lessons to be learned out there. And you know, like I said, we'd like to think that if somebody said, hey, we're going to chop your head off unless you deny God. We'd all like to say, heck yeah, you know, I'm never going to deny God. But you never know. I mean, you look at Peter in the Bible. I mean, there's a guy who walked and talked and ate and hung out with the Son of God, and he'd still denied him. So how can we say with absolute certainty that we are a rock, that we are that reliable and that steady?
Well, I don't know. Yeah, that's a great point. And that's exactly what he did. Paul, who was formerly Saul, was a killer. He had a contract to persecute, track down, stone, imprison. And God got tired of him and fixed him on the road to Damascus. And when he hit the ground, he said, "What do you want, Lord?" Or he knew God had him by the short hair right then. He knew it. And he knew exactly who had him. And look what he did.
Yep.
And but he was a terrible sinner. Mm-hmm. And ends up being a great Christian.
Mm-hmm.
Not a church member.
Yes.
Presbyterian or Baptist or Lutheran, any of that, or Catholic. But just a good Christian, a great Christian. Mm-hmm. And that's what's important. Denomination means nothing to me. Absolutely nothing.
And, I agree.
And it took me a long time. You learned that easier than I did, evidently. I had a couple of go-rounds before I finally figured it out.
Yeah.
You know, I was Southern Baptist, then I was a Buzzard Baptist. You know what a Buzzard Baptist is, don't you?
No.
They show up when there's somebody dead or there's food available. And I finally figured out denomination was not where I needed to be.
Right.
And where I needed to be was on my knees praying and being thankful to God. It made a lot of difference. Now, your friend from West Virginia said it took him a long time to clean his mouth up.
Mm-hmm.
After 24 years and 6 months in one of Uncle Sam's smallest gangs, I had a very bad mouth. I mean, it was very bad. Mm-hmm. And I had to stop and think for a long time before I said anything for fear the wrong word would fall out. And, you know, I was an infamous, profane person for a lot of years. And
well, try being in radio, brother, because
I
think that, you know, I think it's because of that, though. But you know, I've always had a potty mouth. I still do. And it's incredibly bad when I'm not on the air. It still is to this day. And I think maybe it's because there's always that cognizant level of there's a line you don't cross. And you know, certain words are okay. And I abide by the Federal Communications Commission version of what is and is not okay. If they change the rules, I probably wouldn't change any more. I probably just contain. Even if you could go ahead and drop F-bombs right and left, I probably wouldn't, simply because I've just, after 14 years, I've grown accustomed to, you know, what the rules are, and I probably wouldn't be too flexible in that regard. But my point is that I cuss like you wouldn't believe. And a lot of people, and when I first came on RBN, I told everybody, you know, when it came up, somebody said, well, blah, 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 and they were criticizing me. And I said, well, guess what? I also have tattoos. I also have piercings, and I cuss a lot. And people were, oh, I can't believe you. And they all started pointing fingers and judging me. And, well, you mentioned that you had a beer. You're obviously a drunk, you know, and it's just one thing after the other. And I'm like, I don't care what you think. Who are you?
Right.
So, and that's kind of been the whole thing. I like that. I like that I can't be pigeonholed and cornered. I like that people look at me and they instantly judge me, and they instantly look at me and said, well, here's a guy who, you know, he has piercings, or he has tattoos. This guy's a piece of crap. I love that. I love it, because then I get to blow their minds on a regular basis. And that's part of the whole thing with church. I never fit in, Davis, because, and maybe that's why I learned it, because I never looked respectable. You know, I've always been the guy who gets pulled over, not for doing anything, but because I quote unquote fit the description of, you know, insert, you know, whatever here. I was always the guy who was followed around stores. Why? Just because I might look like I might steal something. I never did. Not a big thief. But, you know, I always looked like something else. You know, it was always something like that. So I've always been judged by my looks. So as a result of that, I've never felt welcome in a church. They never said, oh, yeah, come on in here with your tattoos and stuff. I mean, now it's trendy. You know what I mean? Now you've got, like, Christian rock music, and they're all pierced and tattooed and, you know, mohawks and wearing makeup and, all you know, painted nails and everything else. And there's all sorts of things going on in the Christian music now, Christian rock. But, like I said, you know, this is – I've had my tattoos and piercings for a long time.
Talk about beer and wine. I guess all those Christians in Germany that drink beer from the time they're free, and all our European Christians who drink wine constantly, are all going to hell, huh?
Hawk tongue, Davis. They need to pay attention to what you just said. They're all going to hell.
I don't think they're going to hell.
No, of course not. It's ridiculous.
Tattooed, let's talk about being tattooed and beard and stuff like that.
All just right.
Guy's an absolute genius. IQ of astronomical. gray hair, long gray hair, long gray beard, rides a Harley. He's a typical biker, tattooed from top to bottom. And it's amazing when we sit down to have coffee, when he comes down, and I watch the people around me as they go, you know, the guy sits down, and in 5 minutes, they're all listening to him. And the beard, the tattoos, and the piercings go away. They see him for what he really is, not for what they thought he was, you know.
Yeah.
And that's what you have to be really careful when you judge people. And be careful not to judge them, because you can't tell by looking what you're dealing with.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. And I mean, think of it this way. You know, look at Jesus. I mean, for the time, I suppose he more or less fit in. But, I mean, he didn't have a house. He didn't have a closet with clothes. He didn't have a whole assortment of different things available to him to fit in, to blend in with the elites of society, even though, you know, obviously he's more qualified than anybody else on the planet.
Right.
But at the same time, think about it this way. With some of those mega churches, you know, those preachers are getting up there, and they feel the need to conform to an image. Now, is it their image? Well, they have adjusted it to become their image. But, you know, the televangelists and whatnot, they don't go on there with no suit from Kmart. You know, they don't go to Walmart for their fine clothes. They feel, well, I have to go and go to the finest suit makers and get the finest clothes and drive the finest cars. We conform to that image. And I say, you know, screw that image. I say that, you know, forget the conformity. Do what you feel led to do and be who you feel led to be. And like you said, it says it in the Bible many times about, and you probably know it better than I do, about judgment. And it talks about, be careful, you know, because you may be entertaining angels, I think is in there as well, indicating we just don't know. I mean, a beggar on the side of the street, it could be, you know, it could be a test for you personally. Who knows?
Well, you're absolutely right. You never know when somebody approaches you if it might not be something like that. Now, Frank, when I go to church, I dress like I want to dress. In the mountains, nobody gets stressed up. Nobody feels the need. And I walk around in blue jeans and bibbed overalls and, you know.
Good for you.
I'm comfortable. I'm not choked to death. I go to church and I'm not choked to death. I can
pay
attention to what's going on. I can pray without being choked to death.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus walked around dressed according to the Bible in the standard garb of that day. Mm-hmm. He did not have a King James Bible. Aren't you shocked? You know, he was from memory. Mm-hmm. From, you know, he had lived. He didn't have a written text.
Mm-hmm.
Pulpit, and look what he accomplished. And he dressed in the common garb of that day according to the Bible.
Yes, it would be casual Friday.
That's right. That's exactly about that, you know. So there we are, being careful not to judge a person by what he looks like or what she looks like. Mm-hmm. And back to this young kid, Miss Hilton. All that money, no purpose, probably no real future, and no real success. And that's a shame. It's a waste of probably a real good life, and I hate to see that with anybody. You know,
I agree with that. But you know, that's the I don't know. I mean, I think that for the most part, she's a fine example of the power elite. I mean, these are the people who are our politicians, our captains of industry. These are people who have never suffered, who have never gone without. These are people who have never had challenges to overcome. She'll probably be a stronger person for going through this. And I think she'll probably be better off than her brothers and sisters who maybe have tried to play it low key and whatnot. She's out there mixing it up, but she's making mistakes and she's learning. That's the whole point of being young. You know, when you talk about these celebrities and whatnot who are, I don't know, they're in their 20s, they're 22, 23, whatever. They're out there being stupid. We've all been stupid. It's just that we didn't have cameras following us around the whole time, thank God. At least I presume that was the case. And again, nowadays, you know, there's a great story out there in Wired.com, I think it was, in the blog section. They're talking about this new Google Street Cam. Now, these are cameras that they can access the cameras on the streets in various cities, and they had a big thing on Drudge where they caught some guy coming out of, you know, a porn shop or something like that. Now, again, does this guy individually, does he really care? Not so much. I mean, he's obviously, any pedestrian walking by could see him. However, now the whole world can see him and judge him, and then you start getting all into all the other people's business. People have to be able to make mistakes. They have to be free to do so in order to grow and to learn. So I agree with you. And I think she might have more of a future now, going through some hardship. You know how it is. It's those types of burdens that we bear that give us our strength and help us to become people. And that's why when I look at the power elites and the powers that be here on this planet in the New World Order concepts they're striving for, these people have never been hungry. They've never been cold. They've never been, you know, uncomfortably warm. They've never gone without. They never had to walk anywhere. They're not in shape for the most part. And maybe they jog for the cameras or something like that. But these are people who've never had to do like what you had to do. You know, I know about your military service. I know how rough that stuff. Well, I don't know, but I mean, I can imagine. So, you know, these are people who are making these laws and these rules and whatnot, sitting at the top of their hills looking down on us peons. They've never suffered. So when the chips get, you know, fall where we know they're going to, they're just going to be lost. They're not going to know what to do with themselves, and we'll be okay because God has prepared us through the hardships we've had to undergo. And obviously I've babbled us to the commercial here. If you can hang on, my friend, I would appreciate that. Folks, we're back in three with more Frankly Speaking Radio. Please stay with us.
That coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific. And it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017. Or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. Some loud, angry rock and roll music. Another reason for people to be judgmental to me. Davis in North Carolina. Welcome back, sir.
I'm probably going to hell because I've been listening to your music.
Probably. I'm just infecting people all over the place, I suppose. Well, that's what some would say.
Talk about life. Frank, when I was 18, I decided that I knew more than my father, my mother, all my aunts and uncles. So I showed them how smart I was. I joined the Marines. Many times later, in other countries far away, I thought to myself, you know, what was I thinking? How'd I end up here? And then I became the kind of guy they wanted me to be. I was an 18-year-old running around the jungle with the power of life and death in my hand. And I learned to curse. I learned to be a gorilla. I mean, a real animal. And today, people that knew me 20 years ago will call my mother and my father and my sister and say, what happened to him? He's changed. Mm-hmm. Well, God did all that.
Mm-hmm.
God cleaned me up, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it took a while. And, you know, I thank God for it daily because he has made a great difference in my life and in the life of my family and my sons and my nephews. And they'll come to me now when they have problems, knowing I'm not going to chew them out,
mm-hmm.
but I'll listen.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't like that a long time ago. They'd come to me, and I'd chew them out. Dummy, why'd you do that, you know? But now I listen. And that's all people really want, somebody,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Sure.
That's about all I got for you, young man, but I tell you what, you're loud and clear on 3215. I don't know what next week will bring. But I hope you have a good weekend, and I hope your garden's doing well.
Ah, thank you so much, sir. Not too shabby, actually. We got our first tomatoes this week, and
wow.
They were wonderful.
Outstanding.
Yeah, it's a great thing.
Have a good weekend, brother. We're praying for you.
Hey, I know you are, man, and it means the world to me. Thank you. God bless you, Davis. Have a great weekend, too. You know, you guys are just wonderful people. I really enjoy the interactions, and I think Davis is right on point with all these things. You know, we are who we're supposed to be. And I've never made claims to be anything more than I am. In fact, I've told you many times, I am a 32-year-old tattooed, pierced, cussing, mistake-making college dropout talk show host. Nothing special about me. Who cares? And I'm not telling you to listen because I am special or anything like that. I am a work in progress, as we all are. Nobody has it all figured out. Some people are further along than others. Some people are, you know, leaps and bounds ahead in some areas and far behind in others. We are the people we are destined to be, I guess, at this point, and we'll be better as time goes on. We all are in a stage of learning, and we all have to learn individually. You look at some people. Like myself, for example, there are some classes when I was in college that I excelled at, you know, just incredibly easy to me. And some that were an incredible hardship, inspired, you know, physical reactions, just the idea of it. Mathematics was one of them. I just had a really hard time with that. Now, if you take that and you say, if this is how it is with how we learn some things, is that not applicable to how we learn everything else in life? Some people are much further along in some areas, and some people are much farther behind. We all have to learn at our own pace and become the people that we're supposed to be and try to strive to be better and learn more always. I think that's inevitably going to take us to where we need to be. Now, where we need to be, of course, is in a quick legal ID for about 90 seconds. We'll come back. We'll fit in as many of these calls as we can, my friends. I thank you for your patience and your indulgence, and I'm enjoying our philosophical discussion here this evening. 800-313-9443. Toll-free worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. Back in 90 seconds with more Frankly Speaking Radio. With